Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Sorry for the delay. That's why I'm playing the apology music as we're supposed to, as it should be, because I have to apologize. I apologize for not being on at 6:30 earlier today. I apologize for, you know, saying, you know, 7:30 or 8-ish, and that obviously didn't happen.
It doesn't matter what you're saying sorry for.
What? Eddie's here. Good, I don't have to talk all by myself. Ah, fine.
Yeah.
So, hold on a second. Now that you're here and it's not just me, I don't have to apologize anymore. So, here we go.
Are you ready?
Now we can start it right.
I was going to say, now we can start it right with plenty of dead air.
That's me, I'm all dead air.
Dead air upstairs, that's what we call him.
That's right. Anyway, sorry about that, folks. We're here, we're finally here. We're actually really live now. A couple things went into the delay. I had to go pick up Amara on tonight, as I always do on Friday nights. And that was delayed a little bit. And then on the way home, we stopped to pick up Catching Fire. And Best Buy was their you know, operator time space or headspace and timing issues on getting at checkout. So it took a little bit longer to get home. And plus, Brother Steve, he was eating dinner in Dad's man cave and watching his cable and drinking his drinking his Diet Cokes.
He only had two, and I drank them both.
That's right. So,
Kim had a Diet Pepsi because she enjoys Pepsi more than Coke. Which you know what, we've learned to accept her for that downfall.
I'm drinking a Diet Pepsi right now.
I just can't do it. Just can't do it.
Tasty. Anyway, so welcome. Thank you for joining us again. Thank you for joining us all week. We hadn't done five shows total, and now we've done five shows in a week. So thank you for motivating us and keeping us going and bearing with us, especially last night. It got real there for a little bit. It got kind of real.
Where's Mark? Mark, is he not showing up tonight?
I don't know if he is or not. He said he might, but he shut his computer off, I think. I think him and Kate are watching a movie or something, which is cool. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. So
let it ride.
Yep. But we both know we could goof around all day long. So what's up, Steve?
Not much. I was at work late today again for the fourth day this week. You know how it is. The tough life of an analyst, crunching numbers, running board reports, things like that. For multinational conglomerates, things of that nature. But we got home, and the plan was tonight to take the boys to Bill and Marlene's house since they have vacated the property for a little while.
Yep.
So we stopped and got Subway for Kim and I, and I got the ever-popular meatball marinara.
Very nice.
With provolone, Parmesan cheese, and some creamy sriracha.
Very nice. The creamy sriracha is one of my new favorites now. I like it.
It's got some burn to it. Definitely has some burn to it.
Yep. Hold on.
Matt has to go click, 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 click.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to do like eight things at once here. I apologize. I'm sorry.
See, this is why Matt is backup host for our show, because he doesn't multitask very well. And you know what? That's fine. Kim and I went to I'm gonna ramble for a second. I think I mentioned I get the season pass for Psych, so the Psych is in its last season, only a handful of episodes left, and so normally we watch it on Thursday or Friday nights, and we figured since we were at Bill's house and in the Bill cave, we would just watch it on demand on his cable. Mm-hmm. Since we don't have the cable, so that was good. This week's episode of Psych was good. Last season's coming to a close, which is fine. It's still a good show. I told Kim it's been hands down the funniest show on TV for all eight seasons. There's only probably been a handful of episodes that were not as good as the rest, but it's been consistently the most. It's one of the only shows that I look forward to watching.
Oh, nice.
I mean, that's the only reason why I still get the season pass. it's one of the only shows that I look forward to watching.
Honest.
I mean, that's the only reason why. Why am I hearing myself?
I don't know. I think we may have a breach. I think hackers are trying to get in. I'm not sure. What is going on here? I'm so confused. So confused. We'll just keep going. I don't know. That's weird. Glitch in the interwebs. Wait, what? Am I hearing?
Did I hear
am
a guilty?
Am I tired or what? What is going on? Do I need to play? I'm here. What? What?
It's just Steve.
Oh, what?
It's just Steve.
What's up,
not
guys?
We're crossing over, baby. We're crossing over.
It's a crossover episode.
It's a hostile takeover.
She gets us nowhere, Steve.
It's me.
What's going on?
What's happening, fellas?
I would like to officially welcome you to the Crowder Brothers Show.
Well, thank you. I'm
Steve Prime, Steve Blossom. He is the Prime.
I'm officially welcome.
You are.
Yes. And I wasn't able to listen to the entire Mark Out Loud live last night, but I made sure to live the hashtag Heel Steve lifestyle while I could. Even though I'm a Daniel Bryan Mark, I had to throw in the joke about Triple H giving the pedigree to the child with a beard.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Listen, I'm a Daniel Bryan Mark. I love Daniel Bryan. I love what he brings to the table. I just, you know, I think the burn, they're going for the slow burn, and it's a lot slower than what even I thought it would be. So.
Yeah, it's what, an 8-month burn at this point?
Yeah. I mean, since SummerSlam. And it's really weird, and I don't understand the time frame. I don't understand the timing that they're using and that sort of thing. I don't know how you can get a bigger reaction than you could at WrestleMania for him to put the strap on and walk out, you know, leave WrestleMania the champion. And I just have to imagine they have something up their sleeve, you know.
There's got to be something.
No one's sitting there saying, wow, this guy's really over. Let's not worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, they're not stupid. I mean, maybe they are, but they're not. It's a thing where they're not like, no. Whenever you have a company like this, you really do want to do what's best for business. You don't want to do things just because of the political mumbo jumbo that was around back during the territory days and all. I think that kind of stuff is dead and gone.
So, yeah, whatever they're doing, it's working to a certain degree, because when they end the show with, I was watching Hell in a Cell from last fall, earlier today, and the ending of that was pretty good, with the whole Shawn Michaels and Triple H storming in, and Triple H taking the knee to the face, followed by Shawn giving Daniel Bryan the sweet chin music. That was a pretty good finish, I thought.
Yeah.
No finer tune in the world than some sweet chin music.
That's definitely true.
He stands there in that corner and he starts to stomp. Hey, guess what? He's firing up the band. It's time for some music. And I get off.
That's the only.
I leave my seat every
only
time.
Band I'd ever want to tune up.
I leave my seat every single time because I'm like, oh, it's coming! It's coming!
He's tuning up the band.
He is
tuning up. So,
yeah, and Matt would know because he's the Marty Jannetty of the Crowder Brothers show.
Really? Wow.
That's right.
You know,
I thought that Matt was kind of the J.J. Dillon of this whole. Well, I mean, I guess there's only four of you guys, not five, but Matt seems to be kind of the spearheading of all this thing, man. He seems to be kind of leading the charge.
That's because I have the most time on my hands because I'm single and lonely.
That's kind of true.
So, you know.
Okay.
He watches the Twitters, and he does most of our social media efforts. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you – so what does that make you then? Are you saying that you're the Shawn Michaels then, Steve, of the Crowder Boys?
See, I would want to wish that I was the Shawn Michaels because I've always been a Shawn Michaels fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I don't know if I could ever perform to that caliber. I don't think I'd play the I lost my smile card. I don't know if I'd want to play the Undertaker hurt my back, but I fought through it with lots of pills and booze.
He is the showstopper.
Yeah, he is Mr. WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It would be something I would want to strive for. I mean, Matt can settle with Marty Jannetty. It's pretty easy, but
I'm actually more, even though it's not WWE yet, hopefully, I'm more of the Sting, who sits in the rafters by himself, masterminding, pulling the puppet strings, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So.
And we were back in the ye olden days before WCW changed their logo and everything. We were at a Matt took I think he took Andy and
yeah,
I
Mark was
to
eight.
Mark was like all of six or 8 years old, so we actually went to a Monday Nitro.
We had awesome
and
seats.
I got
in, like, the sixth row right,
we
ne-
had pretty
right next
good
to the
seats.
Entryway where all of them walked in right at the bottom of the ramp. It was so awesome. So
yeah,
cool.
And after DDP hit somebody with the diamond cutter and escaped through the crowd, he escaped right by us, and we slapped him on the back.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That's the closest we've ever been to someone famous.
No,
I hear you. I met Goldberg in an airport one time.
Did he spear you and then start raging out?
He was super nice. He was just super, super nice. I was actually in California, of all places, and bumped into him, and I talked to him a little bit about Georgia football. And he's like, man, that's really awesome, Steve. That brings back some good memories. Good to meet you. And I'm like, good to meet you. And this was before the days of cell phones and camera phones and everything. No way to commemorate the moment. But, you know, it is what it is. And what's funny is just before I met him, I met Tank Abbott.
Nice.
This was the year 2000. This was summer 2000.
Year 2000.
Good.
That's right.
Good for you guys.
That's a Conan callback. We're big Conan fans.
Thank you. Yeah. I know,
but that
we
was,
can't
that
not
was
use
for
that.
The others that may not be in the cool kids club who know about Conan and his bits.
But I had met Tank Abbott just before I met Goldberg. In fact, Tank Abbott was standing down there, and this is when he was doing his bit with the boy band group. What were they called? I forget. Three Count. And he'd come out on and throw his little square down and dance on everything. And so I walked up to him, I said, look, I've really been entertained by what you're doing lately. Just keep up the good work. That sort of thing. He's like, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Goldberg's down the way there if you want to go see him. And looking back now, like being a little more smarter about things than I am now, he was totally pulling a rib on Goldberg. He just didn't want to talk, you know, to this fat loser that walked up.
Yeah, exactly. He was pumping and dumping the conversation pretty quick.
Exactly.
Gosh.
He's like, what is this loser doing in the Costa Mesa Airport in California, for crying out loud?
Pretty much.
I was like, Mr. Tank Abbott, sir, I really think you're cool. Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Mr. Tank Abbott, sir.
Yep.
You're awesome.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So, what's up with you guys?
You know, just real quick. It doesn't even have to be on your show, but I want to draw your attention to the chat, and Doc Zen is still trying to be your arch nemesis. He's talking the smack about you. He says you're going to cry tonight.
I saw that.
Well, there are two Steves here, and so there's a 50% chance one of us is going to cry.
You were born without tear ducts, though, Brother Steve. So
that's kind of true.
Zen says for sure Steve Honkin will be made to cry on the show tonight.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. What are you guys
I don't know. I think he's just trying to poke the bear, you know. I don't like it.
Is someone going to post a video with puppies or something?
I don't cry over puppies.
I did last night.
If I'm going to cry, it's going to be tears. Wow. It's
no, it got real, Steve. It was we were talking about our family spirit animal and the fifth Crowder boy, our dog Fred that we had for 14 years, who died about a little over a year ago. And it was
that's gonna start crying again.
I cried when I told Amar about it on the way home tonight. So,
well, if I cry at all, it'll be tears of joy, because Sunday I get to record with Kristen from Jersey, the new Rock Out Loud.
I love. So. By the way, for you and for Kristen, I loved the first episode. That was a lot of fun. I liked it.
Is Kristen not just the best? Like, she just does such a good job. She was so natural,
like, she's been
coming
doing
in
for years.
Yeah.
Well, so. I think the only problem that I have is, other than that she's from Jersey,
yeah, that's true,
is that she has too much energy.
Too much energy. I need her to have that energy, though, because I've got none.
But if she gets too much further, she's going to reach Snooki levels of energy, and that's just not cool.
Oh, no, no, listen, don't, not her. She's,
no, I think she's too controlled for that.
I hope so.
But she's more than happy to go Jersey on you.
I appreciate her controlled gushing, and Sunday night will be no different. We're going to have a good time. So,
yeah.
And now, now speaking of poking the bear, now you've made Kristen from Jersey.
Yeah, there's a lot of bear poking going on because Doc Zins was poking the bear at me when he said, "Post a report about Ben Affleck playing Batman should make everyone cry." I picked him I picked Affleck as my choice for Batman a month prior to the announcement. It's posted on the interwebs. I even did a podcast. I mentioned a podcast. And so there you go. I called it. So I still like
it. You know, it'd be even better not having Batman in a Superman movie.
Steve Cracker.
And you know what, though? I have begun looking at it more not as a Superman movie anymore. Not as a Superman sequel.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I don't want a Superman sequel.
I absolutely do, too. But this is. Come on, let's just face it. This is Justice League.
It's a wannabe Justice League movie.
Either this July or next July, they're just going to flash a logo up that says Justice League 2016. And I'll be okay with it, but, you know.
You know what? That I could get behind, but a stupid Superman Batman movie that the only poster we've ever seen was in I Am Legend.
I wouldn't mind them doing doesn't one, have but much it doesn't make yet. Sense if they haven't introduced Batman into the new universe yet. It's like, why are you doing this so fast?
I guess the thing I would say to that is, though, do they really need to introduce Batman?
Exactly.
Right.
Why can't they just introduce Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, they don't. Batman needs no introduction. I mean,
that's more what I was saying is Batman really has no need of an introduction. You know, I'm glad to not have to sit through his origin story again for crying out loud. You know, let's just bring him.
Crying out loud is right. Batman Begins was powerful.
Well, it's all right. To me, Batman Begins is my favorite of that Nolan trilogy.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Agreed.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking a little bit about it Wednesday night. I was driving and I was in the country and out of the country, so I missed some of the show. I think you guys were actually about to start talking about the Transformers trailer when I.
The only problem, I'll reiterate what I said the other day. The only problem that I had with the new Transformers trailer was that it told me too much.
Yep.
I want trailers to keep me engaged to the point of not telling me the whole movie. Yeah.
And there was a
telling me that the scrapyard semi truck was actually Optimus Prime.
Yeah, the scrapyard
was
the
very
scrapyard
nice.
Semi
I enjoyed it.
Looks like
a little much.
The Optimus we knew and loved in the cartoon.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was funny to hear Mark Wahlberg say, "You know, there's something they say about messing with people from Texas."
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And I hope the next line to that is don't.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just a real basic don't.
Because that's the slogan, don't mess with Texas.
And then as the FBI guys leave, he says, "Hey, say hi to your mother for me."
Exactly.
How to your mother for me. That'd be great. That'd be awesome. I don't know. I think I love the excitement when he's like, "I think we found a Transformer."
Because let's be honest, that's how I would have been acting.
Yeah. I've never seen still like this before. Guys, I think we found a Transformer.
I'd be like, can I get this thing on eBay now? How much is this thing worth? Before I put the jumper cables to him and wake him up, how much can I get on eBay?
I guess that's Grimlock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Seeing.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like he's just riding Grimlock into battle either. I think that's part of a confrontation, which is going to be awesome.
Oh, I think what we saw in that Super Bowl spot is Optimus riding Grimlock after he is broken.
Yeah,
I would agree with that. He's got to break the Bronco before he can go for the ride.
Exactly. And let me tell you something. I think it's super cool. I'm interested to know the origin of a Grimlock. And I'm wondering if that two-headed dragon-y thing is... I always go to the classic Transformers when I see stuff. You know, like, I look at that, I'm like, oh, is that one of the Terracons? Is that, you know...
Mm-hmm.
They form Abominus, you know, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
When are we going to get the Constructicons, too?
Well, we had those in Transformers too. It was pretty much as good as you need to get for those ones.
I don't know. I liked how they did things there. I like their take on Devastator. I didn't like being directly beneath him or whatever, but I like the way they handled that, and I loved watching those things come together and what they were doing.
Man, I gotta watch.
You know, they've kind of set up a world. They've kind of set up a world where, you know, that the. Especially after two, you know, and definitely in three, they set up a world where Decepticons more than just vehicles are more like more animal in their non-robot forms.
Yeah, and I think I don't know if you were listening the other day, but I did say that I thought that three was the best of the lot.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, definitely.
I can almost not even watch two, and just go from one to three, without skipping a beat.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in 2, though.
Yeah, I like the Chernobyl stuff
that
in
was
2.
Cool.
No, that's 3.
Was it?
Yeah.
In the Chernobyl stuff in 3?
It wasn't.
It wasn't 3.
Yeah.
It wasn't 3. No wonder I liked it.
2 is the Egypt stuff.
Oh, that's right. Egypt.
Mm-hmm. And they go to Petra and find the tomb where Indiana Jones also found the Holy
Grail. I was going to steal the Indiana Jones Blu-rays from Bill's house tonight. I forgot.
That gummit, Bill.
Did you get his copy of Catching Fire, though? Nice.
I did. That's right.
Are you guys into the Catching Fire stuff?
I am. Amaro, that's part of the reason why we were late is because we stopped by Best Buy to pick up Amaro's pre-order. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kim and I watch it. It's a date-type movie.
Part of the reason why I like it, too, is that Jennifer Lawrence has already been slated as my next ex-wife. So. She isn't?
No, she
Who
isn't.
Is?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Danica is, right? And then Jennifer Lawrence. That's right.
That's because Matt lives in the redneck section of New York. So it's NASCAR for life.
I love me some NASCAR.
I heard you guys talking a little bit about NASCAR the other night. You're into the NASCAR?
Yeah, I am really interested into it. Amar and I went to a race a year and a half ago. I actually got to go for free. And my hotel was paid for. And we got pit passes. Got to sit in the driver's meeting. Got to do pace laps before the race in the pace car, and it was really cool, all because I was writing an article on NASCAR. So, and she was hooked at that point. As soon as she saw the engines, saw all the cars coming towards her when they dropped the green flag at the beginning of the race, she was in. She was hooked. So, yeah, she was grumpy the rest of the day because she was tired, though.
Oh, well, and she's Amara, so she's always grumpy unless she's slamming nugs.
Amara is always grumpy unless she has some nugs. It's like a Snickers bar. She goes full diva until she gets some nugs.
Yeah, I can tolerate NASCAR. I think it has some significant structure issues with how the races are ran and set up.
Yep.
I think half the field should be cut
this
off.
This year, though, they have made an improvement on the qualifying procedures to be more like F1, so that's more exciting, where they have knockout qualifying.
Which is what I prefer. I prefer the F1 myself. But
Martin Truex Jr. went to your
high
school.
Plus, I don't have cable.
Kristen? All right, I'll take back my Snooki comment now. That's awesome.
Yeah, but that's like saying Derek Jeter went to school in Kalamazoo, an hour away from my house. So what? It's still Jersey.
Oof. Ouch.
And I've made it a life choice to slam the greater New England area, including New Jersey and New York, as much as I can.
Mm. That's not good, man. But you're going after one of my favorite co-hosts.
Steve really only has two things in this world that he hates: people who are intolerant of other people's culture, and New Englanders, and their culture,
and the Dutch.
Oh, don't get me started on the Dutch. We grew up in a little place called Holland, Michigan.
We could go for hours on that one.
You want to know what the main draw in Holland, Michigan is? Tulip time.
I mean, are you being serious right now?
Oh, I'm dead serious.
Like a million people come for the tulip festival. The streets are lined with tulips at the city plants. I mean, it's big deal, but we've learned very quickly that we get out of town that weekend, and like the Saturday where they had the big parade where basically all of town is shut down and you can't go anywhere, me and Dad would leave at like 6 o'clock in the morning and go and golf 36 holes and come home by the time everybody else had left so that we didn't have to deal with it. Because it was just madness.
Yeah. And here, you want to hear the best story we have about tulip time? Our next door neighbor, when we at one of the houses we lived in Holland, because we had three different houses. Matt will remember this as soon as I start talking about it. Matt might know the details better, but I don't remember what the fine was or whether it was a misdemeanor or a felony, but he drove down what is referred to as Tulip Lane with his car door open, chopping the tops off of tulips.
Who did this?
Our neighbor.
No.
It was a big time, early 90s. Big time thing
for weeks. Cause it was about 2 weeks.
Well, about the mid 90s
before tulip time. And in Holland, if you for the fine for destroying one tulip is $25.
No yes. way.
He took out probably three was blocks worth of tulips.
Was
he
drunk?
Was stupid.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
My producer in the other room just told me that the only time we have gone to tulip time in recent history was last year for Mark's wedding. Because for some reason they had to have the reception downtown Holland during tulip time.
Yep.
Well, Kristen said give that man this.
Either that or the smooth criminal, one of the two.
Yeah, that's true. I got to pull that up somewhere. That's a science.
I mean, it takes somebody special to go lop the tops off. I just put a link in the chat, and I probably put it in incorrectly, to some of the imagery of Ye Olde Tulip Time Festival.
Man.
It's pretty terrible.
Listen, Kristen, you've been dogging on Jersey. Kristen says they have Chowder
Fest
there.
They had a whole festival about us? For real?
Clam Chowder, not Crowder Fest.
For real. I've been getting called Chowder since I was like 12. Since we moved to
Michigan. Crowder Fest is an activity at SteveCon.
Yeah, I would think that it should be. Now the
parties.
I have a problem with chowders in general because, believe it or not, there is such a thing
Crowder
chowder.
Yep.
Uh oh.
Bill makes it. It was
it's
his terrible.
Dad's, like special recipe, and that stuff is awful.
Who is Bill?
What's that? Yeah.
Bill's our dad.
Okay.
I call him Bill. We work at the same place, so in order for me to keep my professional relationship at the office, I call him Bill, both on and off the corporate grounds.
What is his Crowder? What kind of chowder is his Crowder chowder?
It's terrible.
Hamburger and corn. And all I know is I watched him one
mustard,
time put like a
lots
half
of mustard.
A bottle of mustard in it. And I was like, I'm out. Nope. Not going to do it.
How was that chowder? That sounds like some kind of freaking weird goulash
or
vegetable
or
soup.
Or something like that. I don't know. But, ugh.
Menudo? Wasn't
that
a boy band?
That was where Ricky Martin got his start.
Matt always likes to drop a Ricky Martin reference if he can.
That sounds more like stew
but
than
they
chowder.
They call it Crowder chowder, and not one of us ever ate
it. I got to call foul on Bill. Well, now, my dad used to cook something called chicken mole.
That is good. I had that for the first time for Christmas. One of the guys at work made it. It's good stuff.
It always weirded me out.
Chicken, it's kind of weird.
That's just gross.
No, there was no chocolate in this thing.
I'm thinking of a different type of. Thinking of chicken mole. Sorry.
No, this was chicken mole.
M-U-L.
Yeah, I don't know. M-U-L-L maybe. I don't know. I know that he used to make it, and he was like, "You want some?" I'm like, "Nope." Here we go. It's a traditional dish from North Carolina, upstate South Carolina. It's a type of stew consisting of parboiled whole chicken or cream. In a cream or milk-based broth, buttered and seasoned with salt, pepper, and other ingredients. My dad used to love him some chicken mole.
Yeah.
It's gross. Like, it looks like some type of oatmeal-y type thing.
Yeah.
It's really...
See, if I'm going to eat something in a bowl that's of a stew or soup realm, it's either going to be chili or chicken chili.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of chili. We do at the restaurant I work at. We do a potato soup. That is it is really good.
The only thing that makes potato soup better is a bread bowl.
And bacon, and then bacon bread bits bowl. In it too.
Yeah, well, we do. We chop up bacon and put on it if you want it. Yeah.
But make sure you upcharge them by $3.
You better believe it, man. Listen, that stuff doesn't come cheap.
No, it doesn't.
I do have a confession to make. I ate a butt ton of bacon today, man, at the job.
You need to. You,
hey, if you're going to do the JOB for the PPV, you can have all the bacon you want.
We cooked some fresh bacon today, and just I couldn't stop walking over and just hitting it, man. I just kept on.
What that means for you, Steve? What today was since you ate a buttload of bacon?
What's that?
Dead air, man. Dead air. Come on. If you're going to make a joke, you got to come through. Yeah, I know exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Because as you can tell, Steve, we here at the amateur hour don't have any idea what we're doing.
Sorry, I didn't have it queued up. My apologies. There it is.
Yeah. You're going to have to fill us in what you're talking about.
I play Beautiful Midday by U2.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Okay. Yeah, it loses some of its punch when you have to explain the punch.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's because we're rank amateurs who don't have mixing boards yet. So, you know, we do with what we can.
Oh, no.
So.
Sorry
about that.
You know who can slam some bacon? If there's a plate of bacon, I know one person that will eat all of it. Guess who that is?
You?
My 3-year-old son.
Wow. Yeah, I ate bacon all day today. It really... It moved me in a special way.
It may be, it may be moving you in a special way tomorrow morning, too.
It was a beautiful day. Is that what you're trying to do, Matt?
See, that's why you're that's why you're Steve Prime, and I'm just sitting up in the rafters by myself.
It's taken me, Lord, 6 years to get to where I could do this kind of stuff, though.
You know what, though? I must
admit,
there's a chance. I will say, though, that I appreciated you coming in with the echo, with the guilty. I've missed the guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking to Derek today about some stuff we want to do for Geek Out Loud, and I'm really excited about the future.
Cool.
Very nice.
I've decided that I want to do, on a regular basis, commentaries for movies that people just generally don't like.
Like Superman Returns?
Not making fun of them. Well, we've done Superman.
That's awesome.
And so, I told him, I said, let's not make fun of stuff. Let's just have fun with it, you know, and because there was work that went into all these things. It's not like someone just snapped their fingers and said, hey, crappy movie. And
that's what it seems like sometimes, though.
It does.
What kind of movies you're thinking of?
Like today, it just hit me. I'm like, let's do a Masters of the Universe commentary.
Or the Captain America movie from the early 90s.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Spider-Man 3. Yes.
Yep, with Nemo. Yep, Emo Man.
Pike says Leonard Part 6. That's a great grab. That's a great grab. Leonard.
Well, somebody said you were gonna cry.
It's Leonard Part 6. That's an amazing grab. That is an amazing grab. Oh, Bill Cosby as a superhero riding an ostrich.
Oh man.
Boom. Link in the chat.
There it is. Good night. Leonard Part 6. I remember wanting to see that movie so badly when I'd see the previews for it. And I finally rented it. As a, you know, once it was out on video, and man, it's forgettable. I mean, I remember him riding on an ostrich. Basically, I gotta find the trailer.
Did it hit you
for
about the same as Optimus Prime riding on Grimlock? Or
No. This
was it more in the realm of Hayden Christensen showing up at the end of Return of the Jedi?
Don't get me started.
Have you ever seen Leonard Part 6?
No, I had never heard.
Is it on the Amazon Prime? I should have looked at that on the IMDb's. It does not have it flagged as being on Amazon Prime, which I think that is bad for society. It should be on Amazon Prime Watch instantly.
The comic movie hit of the season. Bill Cosby is picked.
We need you, Leonard,
to save the world.
But I have nothing to wear.
Armed only with a combat Porsche, under our missiles and a very fast ostrich. Will he save the day? Bill Cosby.
All right.
In Leonard Part 6, an adventure in comedy, rated PG. Leonard Part 6 starts Friday at select theaters.
Wait, today's Friday. Where are the select theaters?
Well, this was a long time ago.
Oh, it sounds like some of the new movies coming out though.
Oh man, Leonard Part 6. It was armed only with the battle Porsche, underarm rockets, and the fastest ostrich in the world.
The only movie I want to see with ostriches in it is Swiss Family Robinson's.
Oh, you know what? That'll probably be on that Disney Anywhere program.
I have no idea what that is.
That's the new Disney system that they've set up, and if you sign up for it, it's free to sign up for. You get a copy of Incredibles digital download on iTunes for free.
I have a digital copy of Incredibles.
I don't. Where does this happen?
Let me find the link here again real quick. Mark was telling me about it.
I had an email about it.
Disney.
If I wasn't footing the bill for WWE Network, I'd consider something like that.
Is it but he said it's free.
For the first one.
Yeah. I was going to say everything starts free.
It's DisneyMoviesAnywhere.com.
Limited time, enjoy the movie on us. I have an email here about it.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective 2, When Nature Calls. I thought Ace Ventura 2 was great.
New what about upcoming? The Ace Ventura with the, or no, that was The Mask with what's-his-face, the sequel. That was awful.
Have you seen, there is a documentary with him about hecklers. And I don't know, and like it shows him talking to interviewers about like Son of the Mask and everything, and just his response. Oh my gosh, he's like heartbreaking. He'll make you feel bad.
Make better choices in life and don't make bad movies. Sorry.
Well, you know, again, I think it's one of those things where you set out, and it's like you don't set out to make a bad movie.
Although, you know, you might think it's going to end up a bad movie when you're talking about rocket launchers and the fastest ostrich in the world.
Yeah. See the box office classic known as Wing Commander?
No, I never saw Wing. That had Freddie Prinze Jr., didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. No, I never saw that because I was never into Wing Commander on the old computer.
Yeah,
there's your problem.
Here's your problem.
Big fans of the space flight simulator type stuff.
Yeah.
Back to Disney. I created my account, so I'm supposed to get the Incredibles for free then?
Pick one, or maybe you just get Incredibles for free. I don't know.
You have successfully connected iTunes. The Incredibles is waiting for you in your collection, along with all eligible movies from your iTunes library. View my collection. So I have the Incredibles, the first Pirates of the Caribbean, because I bought that when iTunes movies were new. Avengers, Captain America, Thor 2, and Mary Poppins.
Okay. Mary Poppins. Cool. So, yeah.
So, it seems to work.
Well, I feel like I've walked all over you guys,
and
I apologize.
You can walk all over us anytime you want.
Because you're walking on sunshine. Whoa.
You're just bringing the energy tonight, aren't you, Steve?
I am. I had a halt. I'm all set.
How's that arm going for you?
It's getting better. I thought I was almost done with therapy. My physical therapist. This is physical therapy, not head shrinkers. I still need lots of that. Insurance doesn't cover it though. I thought I only had 2 more weeks, but it was all because my therapist had to get more approved by my insurance. Because with physical therapy, I've already gone 30 times this year. At a significant amount of money each time, so it's kind of killer. But so she had to get approval on, I think she asked for 8 more sessions. They approved 12 more, and I said, that's kind of funny because they're finally footing the bill for the for this, and now they're giving me even more. So I still have at least a month of therapy. So it's getting there. I'm still not allowed to pick anything up.
Not like you picked anything up anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you never picked up a check in your life.
Well, I mean, come on.
But.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, the worst is that, you know, the right arm was always I'm right arm dominant, so it's always the arm that I use for everything. But when you when you're in a sling for an entire 4 weeks, Matt knows this too, except he didn't have much muscle mass to lose. I lost significant muscle mass.
It was noticeable after my first one when I had my right shoulder done. It was quite noticeable, especially around the upper arm and in the shoulder area, around like my the traps.
Right, close to your shoulder.
I actually been asked by doctor, I'm like, hey, is this supposed to look like this now? Because it looks like it's kind of like caved in. This is weird.
Yep, I've got that too.
But
I even asked my therapist about this, because I was like, yeah, you know that stuff that I'm not really doing so well in therapy? Is it because of this? And they're like, yeah, kind of, yeah. It's almost like they disconnect a lot of your muscles, or they have to retie your muscles back together or something. Don't ever hurt your shoulder. That's the lesson, everyone.
Having it immobilized for 4 or 6 weeks like I had both times, your muscles start to atrophy, and you lose that muscle mass. And you, at least, Steve, your doctor was different. He wanted you to go start doing physical therapy the next day. Me,
yeah.
I couldn't start physical therapy for 6 weeks. So everything was locked up in my left arm. Even I'm 5 months after surgery, it's not any good right now. Part of that's because I haven't gone to physical therapy in 2 months, but I wasn't getting anything out of it anyway.
Yeah, my guy was significantly better than yours. My guy is a sports medicine specialist. He actually studied with the guy in Dr. Andrews down in Alabama, who did Drew Brees' shoulder and all that kind of stuff. Because when he first looked at my MRI pictures, he said, yep, this is what I like to call the Drew Brees injury. See how it's torn nearly the entire way around?
Yeah, my doc, he's very good. I'm not complaining about my doc. His coolness factor is that before he came over here to go to Harvard Medical School, he was a doctor in the Israeli Army, and specifically the Israeli Special Forces, which, let's face it, the Israeli Special Forces are the baddest dudes in the world, so, you know. But he's good. I like him. And he was willing to fix it, so that was the big thing. Because the Army doctors gave me an anti-arthritis medicine. He said, here you go. I'm like, yeah, that's going to help when I've got everything torn to pieces. Thanks a lot. Next.
Yeah, I could use some of that, because I actually had arthritis in my shoulder, too, that the guy scraped out.
Yeah.
But.
So... Yeah,
that makes my shoulder feel itchy. Oh,
it should. It hurts. Mine hurts right now just because of.
Just talking about it, huh?
Yeah.
Man. Well.
Yeah, it happens.
That's life. Life in the one arm lane.
In the end. So.
Yeah, folks, go sign up for that Disney Anywhere thing. I literally just got a free copy of The Incredibles digital copy in my iTunes.
Yep.
That's crazy.
What's even crazier is my brother Mark had never seen The Incredibles. And I didn't know
that
this.
Is
I'm like,
crazy.
How did I allow this to happen? I don't get it.
Well, you weren't around when The Incredibles came out.
What is the whole purpose of this thing? Not the purpose, but like, what is the whole idea?
I don't know.
You get an app for your smart devices
to stream it.
You buy them, and then you can get them that way. It's basically another way to buy these movies somehow. But
I can stream them from the cloud on my iPhone.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
Or
my
iPad.
This is like another way to buy them through your iTunes, I guess.
Are the prices better?
I haven't even signed up yet. Well, they got Tron Legacy.
Well, then why are you telling? What are you doing then? I mean, I need answers
here. Mark's the expert on this one, not me.
I'm taking a tour.
But.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about it.
Your favorite Disney, Pixar, and Marvel movies right at your fingertips. Not a Disney member? It's easy and free to join. Get connected. Instantly sync your iTunes library to access your Disney, Marvel, and movies in one place. Do you think that they're going to, with like your digital copies and stuff, stop making them iTunes compatible and just do that, and then you have to sync it up with your iTunes?
Slowly disappearing from Netflix.
No.
Well, they push you to iTunes to buy these from here, and I think that's a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Because nothing pisses me off more than buying a movie, having a digital copy, and being pushed to that dumb ultraviolet.
Yeah, that's can we Man of Steel, Pacific Rim, any Warner Brothers movie?
I bought.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers is just like the old curmudgeons of the movie.
Yeah, I was all excited when I got my copy of Man of Steel, and I flipped it over, and I was like, ultraviolet. I've gotten ultraviolet movies that I can do on iTunes. Going like, where's my iTunes? No. So I sent in a trouble ticket. I was like, can you send me the link so that I can download this on iTunes? Because you used to be able to do that through ultraviolet. They're like, oh, that's not available through iTunes. But you can download the app for your iPad or your iPhone and download it that way. So that's stupid. So I went on iTunes and bought it there too. So.
Yeah. Well, the worst was... You know, all of those are fine and dandy. We are fans of the Harry Potter in this house. You can hate us if you want to, or you can join us in the terrible, terrible world that is.
Or deal with it, exactly.
If you hate the Harry Potters, guess what? Have fun in Muggle Land.
Exactly. So I bought the Deathly Hallows Part 1 digital copy with iTunes. Bought Harry Potter 7.2, whatever it's called, Deathly Hallows Part 2. Ultraviolet, no iTunes copy.
Makes no sense.
I have an Apple TV. How am I supposed to stream it to my TV? Mm-hmm. That's dumb. But I showed them. iTunes had the entire Harry Potter library for $10 last summer one day, and I snatched that up.
Got to take advantage of those mistakes when they make them.
Hey, they made the mistake.
There
I'm supposed to capitalize.
There was that one day a couple years ago, too, right around the... series finale of Smallville, where they had all the season premieres of Smallville for free on iTunes. So I snatched those up.
Yeah, I got those too. Hey, so I already have signed up for like Disney Rewards, and it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Same account.
Look at there. Well, I don't have the free. Does that mean I don't get the free?
It says, did you connect your accounts?
No. How do you do that?
You click on the Connect Accounts button.
Oh, there it is. Get connected.
Yep. That sounds a lot better than the Connect Accounts button. Now, did you guys see Saving Mr. Banks?
No.
No, I wanted to. I heard it was good.
We went and saw it. The movie theater around here, it's a pretty decent-sized chain, but they do Sundays $4 movies for movies that have been out a little while. So we went and saw it on one of those days, and we enjoyed it. It wasn't a happy-go-lucky, fun-time movie, but it was a pretty good tale of a pretty rocky relationship between Walt Disney and what's-her-face P.L. Travers. Yeah. So it was pretty good. Man, they've got everything up here, don't they?
I've heard good things. Are you looking at the Disney thing now?
Yeah, I'm on the Disney Movies Anywhere is where I'm looking.
I have a lot of these movies already that I want, you know.
Yeah.
I still haven't picked up Iron Man 3 or Thor yet.
I bought Thor on the Apple TV 2 or 3 weeks ago when it was only on Apple TV before they released the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Because
I had iTunes Bucks. Monday. That's pretty much the only reason.
Well, I've got some iTunes Bucks, but I'm saving them for Stan Bush's new album.
Okay.
On Tuesday. And then I'm also saving them for the Dirty Governor's new album, which drops next Tuesday.
Okay. I don't think I've watched Iron Man 3, but did I watch it once?
Yeah, we went the night before Mark got married in the IMAX theater that was about 1,000 degrees.
It wasn't 1,000 degrees, but I was sitting on the aisle.
It was so hot. I did.
You fell asleep.
Granted, I'd been up since 4 o'clock because we flew there that day.
Yeah.
And stop by B-dubs and... Yeah, and
eat some wings.
Enjoy some frosty beverages.
But why did we go see the IMAX version?
Because it was for Mark's.
Nope.
Oh yeah, the Mondo. Special Mondo.
That's the reason why we went. Yes, I don't have any compulsion to watch Iron Man 3 again.
That's fine. I liked it.
Some movie. The movies that I love, I watch continuously. Just like the books that I love, I read all the time. I'll read Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six twice a year. I'll read Jurassic Park twice a year. I'll watch Jurassic Park 6 times a year. But I have no interest in watching Iron Man 3 again.
Why do you think that is?
It just didn't, you know. Iron Man 1 was really good. Iron Man 2 was okay. And I don't know if it was the director switch. I just couldn't get that new director's style, and I couldn't figure out what the movie was trying to be.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing. I liked all the stuff with the suits and everything, how he was able to jump between suits. That was pretty nice. I liked the idea of that, but at the same time, he should be on hoarders for all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think that was the kind of the point, yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, and it was the PTSD stuff. That was all well and good, and that was a good portion of the story. Just like I think Winter Soldier will have a good. I like what they're from what I've seen. I like what they're doing with Winter Soldier, but it didn't grab me like the first one did, or like the Captain America has, or even Thor. But I thought Thor 2 was pretty dang good.
Oh, Thor the Dark World was great. And I like the first Thor. I mean, like, listen, these movies have just appealed to the Marvel kid in me.
Yep.
I was a huge Marvel kid growing up. I mean, I'm huge everything I do, but all these movies have really appealed to the Marvel kid in me, and Iron Man 3 slapped the Marvel kid in me right in the face, and in a bad way.
Yeah.
And just I it was a total geeky thing, but I could not get over the Mandarin twist.
Now, have you seen the
I didn't like that either.
I'm interested to see
I won't tell you anything, but I watched it the other night after I bought it. I didn't even watch the movie before I watched that. I think you might like it. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it, but I think you might like it.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll have to get it and pick it up. I've got some Amazon bucks I need to use. And so
if you've got the Prime, that's what you do.
Yep. And so I've got to use those Amazon bucks. I've got Amazon bucks, a gift card, and I've got like money from a credit card with cash back where you can just use that on Amazon purchases. So
nice. Big fans of the Prime.
I've got to do so. Oh, I love the Amazon Prime. So, oh, Doc Zinn says Apple. Kristen had asked favorite classic Disney movie. And
what would you consider classic?
I would say anything.
Because there's Computer That Wore Tennis Shoes and there's Swiss Family Robinson. Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are all. I don't know about the one that wore tennis shoes.
Computer That Wore Tennis Shoes. Kurt Russell.
Yeah, I don't know that one. I don't think Lion King. See, I don't consider Lion King a classic Disney movie because that's from the 90s. But see, Kristen was a kid then, though. So for her, that's classic.
Yeah. Computer That Wore Tennis Shoes came out in 1969. I was born in 82.
Yeah. I was born in 77. So for me, anything from before 1980, a lot of times, classic. Robin Hood.
Robin Hood's good. My boys love that. My oldest, Cameron, he goes around belly bumping his brother, telling him, "Get out of my church! Get out of my church!"
Save your sermons, preacher. It ain't Sunday. I do like Robin Hood. But anyhow, Doc Zinn mentioned the Apple Dumpling Gang. Apple Dumpling Gang, starring one Bill Bixby.
That was okay.
Don Knotts and Tim Conway, great comedy duo.
Yeah. The Computer That Wore Tennis Shoes is one of our favorites from when we were younger. It was between that and, Matt, what was the one about the guy who ran really fast?
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about? The world's fastest man or something like that. He came from Africa.
He was a white guy. He grew up in Africa, and he was racing a cheetah or something. And he went to the Olympics and stuff, and he, like, all of a sudden lost his speed somehow. I don't remember. Yeah, I do remember that one. I don't remember what the name of it is, though.
I vaguely remember it. I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah. Those are the kinds of movies that back in the 80s, they would play on, like, Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon and that kind of stuff. So we always loved those. The World's Greatest Athlete.
Yeah, I like that one too. But
I'm gonna give you the link here via the Disney Anywhere.
Disney Anywhere. I should have thought that I could have scrolled through there. Duh.
That's why I scrolled through it. When I found it, I told you what it was.
What do you? What are you scrolling through on Disney Anywhere?
They have a listing. What you go to browse on Disney Anywhere, and they've got all the different types. There's a Muppet Mayhem, a Disney Princesses. Matt's going to spend a lot of time with the princesses.
Yep.
Oh.
See, because the good thing about Disney Princesses is that they're willing to get married after meeting, after only knowing you for a day. So.
Yeah, it's kind of what you have to look forward to.
I don't know anything about all that y'all are talking
Steve
about.
Steve likes to bring up the fact that I'm sad and lonely. And that women don't.
It's true.
Me, so.
That seems hateful.
It helps me feel better about myself knowing that there's someone more pathetic than me.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm more pathetic than
not
you,
true.
So.
Not true. No.
Totally true. I'm talking about more pathetic than Steve.
Yeah.
You have theme music.
No,
we don't have
Steve.
That.
Yo, you
don't
play your theme music all the time.
Don't you bring that evil on me, Steve.
That's don't right. You put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. You don't know my life.
I don't want your life.
Playing football at West Canaan High School might have been the time of your life, but I don't want your life.
Even though it was a great movie.
It is a good movie. I can't see myself sitting through that. It always makes me feel really weird watching that movie now as a grown up, as a grown man, or can I say grown ass man? Which I'm fond of. I'm watching
a catchphrase.
Yeah, I'm watching that, and I'm just like, I don't know how I feel about watching these high school kids do this, and knowing that she walks in with that bikini on. That's a high school girl. Oh,
Flight of
the
Navigator.
Navigator.
Yep, that is it.
Oh, Flight of the Navigator.
Family favorite.
I don't think I was allowed to watch that one in its entirety until I was about 10.
Why?
There's something about that would always scare me.
It was a little alien little pet that
wow.
he had. Always scared you.
Yeah, probably.
I love. That, what the thing that, was so cute?
Steve was the our brother that would go missing. He was the wanderer. Yep.
True story.
So maybe they didn't tell you about that because you thought you might
wandered around
off
the mall once,
hoping you could get picked up by an alien ship. So.
You know what? I wish every day I drive to work that I'll get picked up by an alien ship. Is anything better than going to work?
No, jeez.
No, I enjoy my job, and allegedly people there enjoy me.
They've learned.
I'm now the computer wore tennis shoes. I see that.
Now, Steve, you've seen Sky High, right?
Shoes, Cesar Romero was in there, the original Joker. He was like a
oh wow,
a mob kingpin or something.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yep,
I haven't seen that in years. I doubt it's even on DVD, to be honest.
Yeah, what's that?
I doubt it's even on DVD.
Yeah,
the computer wore tennis shoes.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's here on Disney Anywhere.
Sure enough. And it is on DVD. What I don't know is how much it costs on Disney Anywhere. There's no prices. It's got this stupid little Disney bucks.
I've got to start redeeming my Disney rewards, apparently. Like, points.
I got to do that, too. No, I didn't hear your reply, Steve. Have you seen Sky High?
Yes, yeah.
That is a Crowder family favorite.
Yeah, I was really surprised at how good it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best part about it.
Yep. The surprising goodness of it.
Yeah.
The Dean Linda from Community is in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Matt, did you watch Community last night?
I got to watch it again. Actually, no, I take that back. I did not fall asleep while I was trying to watch it. I was just more interested in Mark Out Loud to pay attention to Community last night. So.
I was having fun. It was distracted you.
It was awesome.
I feel like I was too rough on Dave.
That's all part of the heel trick. heel Steve for the win.
Oh, well, I mean.
Yep. Hashtag
heel hashtag Steve. Heel Steve.
I love that hashtag heel Steve. But I'm not really
too,
a heel
Rebecca's
in real
like,
life.
What does heel Steve mean? She made some reference. I'm like, no, think of Steve in the darkest timeline. And that's what you get. Yeah, Steve with no
goatee.
Steve
go-tees, with no
goatee,
as it were.
In this timeline.
Steve with no goatee. Yeah.
Because Steve Prime does have one.
And Andy kept saying I was sassy, which was funny to me because I had I had someone listening to it live texting me saying, "You're being so sassy with Dave."
then you're like, he was like, "Hey, are they related to Boyd Crowder from Justified?" And you're like, "Yeah, they are." And he's like, "Really? No."
Now, where is Justified based? What state?
In.
Okay, it's yeah. We are not related to any Kentucky Crowders.
15 minutes from Fort Knox, where I was stationed for almost 2 years, so that is kind of.
Yeah.
Well, and my thing is, and also Justified is not real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So of course we're related to him.
So I'm just like, come on, Dave. Don't try to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're here for in the chat.
That's right.
Hashtag Heel Steve.
That's how it is on the Big Honkin' Show. All my jokes come straight out of the chat. And then Pipes is grabbing things like Leonard Part 6 and throwing them out there.
Pipes is quite proficient at the derail.
Steve, you just put in the chat Heel Steve's. We should maybe look at a tag team one day.
Yep. I think we could do it. I've got some good submission moves. I'd go up on the ropes if I needed to, but probably not that often.
And he's not afraid to use the chair.
That's the key. Have either of you guys ever took a legit bump in a legit ring?
I have put Matt in a killer sharpshooter.
Yeah.
I had a 400-pound man clothesline me.
Oh.
It was not fun.
But you know what?
I got to tell you.
After the fact, I just got clotheslined. That was awesome.
I'm broken
in half.
I was like, I almost won the championship. So it was against the champion. I was the heel announcer, the heel commentator, and I'd been antagonizing him, calling him Jabba the Hutt. And so.
Well, Crowder would call that pot calling the kettle black, whether it's me.
His name was Ox Madison. And it was a little podunk, little rinky-dink independent promotion. And so I was doing this thing, and we didn't have a lot of people show up. A lot of the wrestlers show up that night. Like, we need something. Steve, will you wrestle Ox? I don't wrestle, guys. They're like, well, can you work something out with him? I'm like, yeah. And I went over to him. I'm like, why don't we just do this? Why don't I get out there and I will talk smack with you? And then when they ring the bell, I'll be like, hold on, I forgot to stretch. And I'll do some stretches and I'll get down and I'll throw out a couple of push-ups and then challenge you to do a couple of push-ups. And when you do, I'll stomp on you. I'll throw you in the camel clutch. You just stand up, throw me off your back. And when I stand up, you come, because his finishing move is the lariat. I'm like, you come at me, I'll take the lariat and, you know, 1, 2, 3. I said, and you just pin me with your foot on my chest. Don't even try to get down and pin me. He's like, I like that. Let's do that. I'm like, that's right. I just booked a championship match.
And now what everyone needs to know is he just peeled back the curtain.
Yeah. And so we did all that stuff and I get over him. I'm having the camel clutch, and I'm talking smack to all the crowd and everything. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he stands up with me on his back. Like, he comes to his knees, and he begins to just stand up. I mean, this is a big guy but a strong guy at the same time. And so I fall off. Yep. That hurts.
Yeah.
And I stand up, and I'm kind of, like, looking around, hoping, you know, like trying to find where he's at, and I turn and there he is across the ring coming at me full head of steam, arm outstretched, and he hits me, and I don't do any Shawn Michaels type bump. I'm not flipping and flopping all over the place. I just crumble.
You weren't acting like Ken Shamrock put you in the ankle lock.
Yeah. For a shoot, I'm seeing stars. I am hurting. I am worn out. I'm sweating. And I didn't do anything. I just got the crap kicked out of me with him, with this 400-pound man coming at me like full steam ahead. And they roll me out of the ring, and the other commentator's like, well, Steve's going to go to the back to catch his breath. And someone says, I hear someone in the audience go, no, Steve's going to the back to die.
So basically what you're saying is you felt like it was, Mick Foley did it after he got thrown off the Hell in the Cell.
I don't think I probably felt that
good
bad,
job,
but
man,
for
he's
me,
broken
yeah.
In half.
Cause I'm not. As God is my witness, he's broken in half. I love, as much as I love that call in that match, I love Jerry Lawler's call later on when he goes through the top of the cage down to the ring and he says, that's it, he's dead.
Yeah. Done. Yep. Pull up the body bag. He's gone.
And that was Steve's date who said what, Doc Zinn? Oh, I came to pray. Never mind. Gotcha. Carissa said instead of I came to play, Steve says I came to pray. I came to pray. That's because I'm half Chinese. What? What? Oh my God. You guys want some flat lights?
To this little bit of audio over to John Reed so that he can add it to the Japan commentary.
Japan.
I remember when you said it, you said it on the show, and I called you out on it from the chat. I was like, did anybody hear this? I got to put this in here.
Please.
Japanese.
I forget what I was talking about, but I remember like those Japanese. I had a little bit of my dad coming out in me. My dad, bless his heart. Yeah, we were putting together this thing one time. You know how you get into projects with your father sometimes when he ropes you in. And he had ordered, my dad's a big gardener type guy and everything. And he had ordered through the mail these carts that not kind of like wheelbarrows, but more like they're called garden carts. And they basically have like bicycle tires on either side of them, you know, and they've become very useful for my mom and dad over the years. And, but yet they came unassembled. You had to assemble these things. And so he's like, come out here and help me do this. And so I'm out there doing it. And he's like, well, I can't find this piece. This piece didn't fit right. He said, I tell you what it is those Japs getting us back for World War II. And I'm like, what? Dad,
yeah, it's like that with Grandma Odie. Grandma Odie is the sweetest woman on the face of the earth, next to our mom, of course. But I was down there listening.
And next to my wife.
I was down there visiting her one time.
She used to put up with me.
We were just talking and stuff. And she's from North Carolina, born and raised. And little backstory. Her dad was a sheriff who was killed in the line of duty by an African-American man. And plus, you know, Deep South, she's old. You would think that she would have some hard feelings, I guess you could say, towards African-American folks. Not that it's right, but she doesn't. She absolutely doesn't. But I'm sitting there at dinner one time with her when I was visiting her, and I'm like, so how are things here? And the neighbor's like, oh, it's going good, but, you know, there's no jobs around here for anybody because all the dirty Mexicans around here. I'm like, Grandma, come on. You can't say that. She's like, well, it's true. I'm like, no, Grandma, you can't say that.
No.
Come on now. But... You know.
Oh, Grandma. Yeah, it's funny. I don't know. there's so much that my grandmother had said and said before she died that it was just like all you could do is just roll your eyes and walk away, you know, because she didn't mean any harm.
Yeah.
It was just like it's this weird line that you've got to walk on. Yeah. So, Harry Rears is in this house, guys.
I think this may be the first time
Harry Rears
is here, and I have no doubt in mind that you're the one who brought him here.
Well, I got to tell you, the first time I was aware of Harry, he wasn't going by Harold Rears. He was going by Harry Rears on the Twitter, and I was on the air, like on the radio air, and I saw his Twitter, and I'm like, and I just start to die, and I'm like, well, I'm sorry, Harry. I'm a 12-year-old boy, I guess, making fun of your name. I know you've had to put up with it all your life. So,
well, his parents are to blame, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, his dad was probably like, you know, it'd be funny, honey. Let's name him Harold.
Well, I was related. My dad's mom's, my grandmother's maiden name is Butts. And so we used to always have, like, my dad used to always say about, like, you know, her brother or whatever. He's like, you know, if your Uncle Buddy, if his name was Seymour, it would have been Seymour Butts.
Nice.
Like, you know. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Daddy. Like, I'd have been Kick My Butts. I'm like, whose name? I'm dying laughing, but I'm like, whose name Kicked My? What is?
Yeah, who would name their kid Kicked My? That's even worse.
Legitimately calling to try and get a hold of them somewhere and, like, you know, Mo behind the bar is like, yeah, okay, whatever, dude. And it's like, why do you keep prank calling me? There's nobody here by that name. Can't be real. But
like, is there Seymour Butts here?
I went to high school with a kid.
I'm looking to Seymour Butts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a good kid. He was a little dude too.
A friend of mine at work, his mom's maiden name was Hooker. So every now and again I make the joke, and well, your mom was a hooker, and he'd be like, yeah, it's even worse because she was a pastor's wife, a pastor's daughter, that kind of thing. No, his grandma, something like that. His grandma was a hooker too, but she was a pastor's wife.
There's some Craps in this area. That's a last name Craps, and so, you know, the minute you start. You start to talk about so-and-so Craps. It's like, yeah, well, we all do, pal.
We've read the book. Everybody does it.
And then there's some Screws around here as well. Like, I know that for the longest time at our church, we'd read out the prayer list and Jim Screws. And it just gets read this way, you know, Jim Screws, Maria Ray. And you're like, what? What? He does. Who's Jim? I thought she was. Oh, screw job. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Look at you.
Look at that. Matt's trying to bring out some wrestling lingo.
Carissa says Harry's last name is pronounced Rayars.
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 Cars.
That's right. Yeah.
That's like Steven and Wee Wee. No, it's Way Way.
You can put yeah. lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. Oh man. Well, guys, I'm gonna head off and let you guys do your thing. I'm sorry.
Well, we're glad
to
you
have,
joined us, not only because you know we love talking to you, and we just look up to you, and we love having fun with you, and we always want to talk to you. But it's also nice too because I had nothing for tonight. So.
Yeah, me neither. I was going to end up talking about these granola bars I got from Aldi.
Oh, no. You guys haven't watched the Clone Wars yet, huh?
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah, I've watched the first arc, which is the, I guess you'd call it the Order 66 arc, and I've watched the Clovis arc today. So I've got like six more episodes left.
I got to, once I finish up my
research gotta get started
paper,
on that.
Professor thankfully gave me an extension till Wednesday on. I'm going to be hitting up a lot of that stuff and catching up on my Flash stuff so that I can talk some Flash stuff with Andy on his show and basically just kind of try and get back to some sense of normalcy. But
sorry, Doc Sin puts up the phone in the chat.
Yeah.
See. So yeah, it's been.
It's
what's your research paper on, Crowder?
Cultural analysis on the United Kingdom. Nope.
Can't help you.
What's hard about it?
Exactly. I can tell you one thing.
A lot of the stuff that's hard,
their money's worth more than ours.
I have to have 24 scholarly references. How do I find a scholarly reference that you know cites that the official language of England is English? Because that's one of the things I have to put in there. I'm like, come on, seriously. Yeah,
you need to find census data.
Yeah.
You need to find UK census data, like census.co.uk or something dumb like that.
Seriously.
That's all you need to find.
Yeah.
That's where all that pointer record stuff is online. Either that or go to
the
library.
Does it count as a scholarly journal that is acceptable for a master's level paper, and I don't have a clue.
I dabble in the field of research, and I believe that census data is technically exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Andy's also asked Eric and I to come on his show.
I don't really know that much about the Flash, so I have something to talk about.
He's the Weasley sidekick of all the other superheroes, right? He's the one that goes to get coffee.
No, I mean Flash
is
actually a pretty cool hero.
What can you do? I can
speak
fast.
True.
And
that's cool. Hey, thanks for trying to pick up Lois, but it's not going to work. Sorry, Smallville. He was actually in Catching Fire.
Another callback.
Well.
Good one.
He was one of the.
Yes, he was.
Tributes. So. Yeah.
Alan.
Yeah, well, let me drop a real piece of trivia on you. Who was Aquaman in the Aquaman TV pilot?
Oh, Justin Hartley.
Exactly.
From Smallville.
And he was actually a decent one.
Yeah.
On. That's not good trivia, Steve.
Did you get the free episode from iTunes when it was on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Lou Diamond Phillips?
Yes, sir.
Heck yeah.
There's a lot out there you don't understand, Oren. What in Lou Diamond Phillips was it? It's
no, Lou Diamond Phillips was in it.
Oh, yeah, he's the dad. Yeah, Ving Rhames is the there's a lot you don't understand out there. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I am a sucker for a free TV show off of iTunes.
Me too. I love it. Anytime I see it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll have it. Thank you. I'll take that.
Did you get the About a Boy pilot episode?
Oh, no.
That was pretty good.
Growing Up Fisher was pretty good. I like how Amazon puts out there the free pilots for their shows. They've had a few good ones that I've enjoyed on there. There's one about a sports team that has the son from the Santa Claus is one of the main characters. And that was actually a pretty funny show. It's kind of it's mature, though, due to language. But that was a good one. There's a few funny ones on there, too. But I like how they do that, because then I can watch stuff for free on the Prime. But, hey, Rebecca's here.
Yeah. Prime is good. Hey, Rebecca's here. Now we can. Matt needs to play Wrecking Ball real quick, so then we can all go.
While she's
that way,
it
stays in her head for another day.
You play Wrecking
Ball. Yeah.
If you're going to play Wrecking Ball, I'm going to run away.
Hey, thanks for coming, Steve.
Guys, thanks for letting me hang out with you guys tonight.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
And I don't know. Chris asked about a late show. Maybe I've got some Kool-Aid. I've got to go drink, and then I'll see about that.
I think you're gonna fire up a show and watch Clone Wars and talk about it while you're watching.
Oh, what if that crap? That'd be amazing.
Know, we could synchronize the Netflix. Be like,
I hear you, Steve. On your Skype, is that Darth Malgus you have a picture of?
It is.
Why?
That's you standing next
it's
to
on
the,
my desk.
The South Georgia TARDIS, is it not, Steve?
Yeah, that's the South Georgia TARDIS on my picture. Yeah.
Yeah, we played for a while. We haven't played it in a while then either, but we played Star Wars Old Republic at launch.
Okay.
And I had a bunch of Amazon bucks. So for Christmas that year, I got the collector's edition that came with the Darth Malgus statue. So it's sitting here on my desk.
Okay. All right.
It's what I hang my headphones on.
Yeah.
Well,
that's pretty cool then.
Yeah, I like it.
He's a blatant Vader ripoff.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So,
yep. So is every character in that game. It's a stereotypical ripoff. You play the smuggler, and it's, hey, look, I'm a Han Solo wannabe. Which is no problem. There's nothing wrong with that.
Carissa says, don't leave, Steve. Start an after show. 8-year-olds stay up late to hear you commentate. See, we'll see. I've got to go get some Kool-Aid in me if I'm going to the show. So.
I appreciate you and Dave talking about the WrestleMania Live Watch. Totally get it. You guys already have plans for that. That's cool. But if you wanted to pop in, you're more than welcome. The other thing on that, too, is
all right.
If you wanted, we could, if you were open to it, you could obviously talk to your partner in crime there. We could come in and talk the Mania with you guys.
We might bring you in, depending on how big a show Mania actually ends up being. I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be fun. It'd be a good
A roundtable discussion of sorts.
I think a good roundtable discussion and maybe some good promotion
for
the old Crowder Brothers show.
Because Dave was like, "These Crowder boys, they're talking some smack here. What are they talking about?" Yes, hashtag heel Steve.
Hashtag heel Steve's.
Well, you know, listen.
Nope.
Dave has no idea what's coming.
Nope.
Nope. So,
you know,
he's gonna.
It's not our fault he didn't listen to WHJD like we did.
At the end of the pay per view, when they expected Hogan to you know take out Hall and Nash, and the next thing you know, Macho Man Randy Savage is getting NWO painted on his back.
Right, that's right. So, you know, Dave Jones, I don't know if he's ever going to listen to this or not, but he better watch his back.
Even better.
What you going to do, brother?
Yeah. I'll be like, Dave, what are you going to do when Glosson Mania runs wild on you?
That's right.
It's like I'm an unofficial Crowder. The Crowders are an unofficial Glosson. We're all in this together, brother. So
we're going to do this, brother.
We're about to get the like, three count, Steve. That's when the Crowder boys come running down the ramp.
That's right. Well, and what it could be is, like, remember the old Four Horsemen? Ric Flair always said he was the cousin. I'm not trying to put myself in the Ric Flair spot by any means, but I'm just saying because I'm the odd man out on the last name. But he always said he was a cousin to the Andersons.
But you know what, though? Given the fact that you're like us, Steve, you know, you're big into the wars. You're a big guy like us,
mm-hmm.
and you're a pastor's kid.
Yeah.
And you're a fan of the DDP yogas.
You are.
So I've got to really get back on. Like so. Our.
Once
like
I can bend my arm, I will.
You are, Steve, brother Steve. Is it okay to say that he is a honorary cousin, an honorary Crowder boy?
Well, chances are,
you
know how the South is. Chances are, we're actually related somehow.
That's just how that happened.
But that's just how the stuff works. That's why I married someone from Northern Michigan because I knew there was no chance of any cross mingling then.
Doc Zen says, is there not a Crowder sister you can marry and just take your maiden name?
She's already taken. But that would have worked a couple years ago.
Right.
But we would have never let you live down the fact that you know, took our name and not kept your own, because that's not right.
That's right. That would have never happened.
No.
We Glossons take pride in being Glossons, so we can't have any of this.
No.
Can't have any of this. Me dropping my name.
Sorry,
for anybody,
ladies.
Good lord.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, who does that?
My baby sister always talks about when she gets married, she's gonna have a hard time not being a Glosson anymore.
Like,
and I'm like, well, you know, take
your
pick.
Our mom's name was Lily Marlene.
Yeah, pick
Dickinson.
Your poison.
When she got married, she went to Marlene Dickinson Crowder. She just dropped her first name. Yes.
Which at some point we'll give the story of where our grandpa got our mom's name from, because that's a story in itself.
It involves
Nazis. That's right.
The official incident / crash report. Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about it. After
you can save that for next show.
Close out. It's amazing. So anyway.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to hang up, and we will talk to you guys soon. Everyone else, if you're a honking show listener, just watch the Twitter feed, and we'll see what can be done. I'm going to go try to watch a little bit more Clone Wars before it's all said and done. Though. All right, guys.
Good. See you later, Steve.
See you guys.
Well, there you go. Oh, I didn't even play any music to play him out. Gah. This is why the show is usually
amateur.
Run from
amateur.
The Command Center and not the Fortress Solitude, because.
That's right.
No.
I don't call it the Crowder Command Center for fun. It's the truth.
It's not for fun that I call my house, my area, the Fortress of Solitude, because that's the truth, too.
And you know why I don't mind not hosting all the time?
You're talking?
Yeah. So I can play Battlefield 4 while I'm talking. That is right. That is correct. I'm in Metro. No explodes.
Without my ADD meds. So, but
yeah,
anyway,
it's kind of true, isn't it?
What do you think, Steve? You want to close it down now? I don't think we can top having Steve on with us.
Yeah, we can call it a night. It's been a good show. Matt will push it up to the show reel for anybody that's interested here in the next couple of days. Maybe by this time next week we'll get a couple up on the feed.
Episode. Yeah, it'll make it to the feed a little quicker.
Might make the feed a little quicker.
I'm not saying tonight, but probably once I get up in the morning and have had my two or three Diet Pepsis to wake me up, I'll push it tomorrow. This one. The other ones, I've got some stuff, and I got to talk to you, Steve, about last night's before I do anything with that one. No, but
I thought I pushed it up.
Before I do it, I need to talk to you about something first. So, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. We really appreciate it. Don't know
Yeah. And if you are catching this on the podcast feed, watch our Twitter for when we go live on Mixler.com.
Facebook at facebook.com/CrowderBrothersShow. I can't begin to know. If you have any topics for us so that we aren't sitting here trying to figure out what we're talking about, hoping that Steve will join in to save us, send us some topics to CrowderBrothersShow@gmail.com. Wasn't the spring. Good night, everybody.
That's right. Everyone have a good night. Or morning, depending on when you're listening. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching me.